Before Section 4, you will hear part of a seminar about beach ecosystems. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, everyone. Before we begin our field trip next week, I'd like to spend a few minutes explaining the importance of beach ecosystems and what you should observe during your visit. This year's fieldwork will take place at Sunrise Beach, which is one of the best preserved coastal environments in this region. It provides an excellent opportunity to study how different habitats work together. Although many people think a beach is simply an area of sand beside the sea, it is actually made up of several connected environments. During today's visit, we'll examine the sand dunes, the rock pools, and the coastal vegetation that helps keep the shoreline stable. One of the most important features you'll notice is the system of sand dunes. These natural barriers protect inland areas by reducing the force of strong waves, especially during storms. They also help reduce the risk of flooding in nearby communities. Unfortunately, beach environments face a number of threats. Besides litter left behind by visitors, another serious problem is the damage caused by vehicles. Driving on the sand can destroy fragile habitats and disturb wildlife. For that reason, while you're carrying out your observations, please remain on the marked paths. These routes have been carefully planned to minimize environmental damage. Now I'd like to mention a few things you should pay particular attention to during your visit. Although sand dunes may appear empty, they are home to many small plants. Repeated foot traffic can destroy young plants before they become established. You'll also notice several species of seabirds along the coastline. Most of them build their nests above the high tide line, where they are less likely to be disturbed by the sea. Another issue we'll discuss is pollution. Plastic waste is now recognized as one of the greatest dangers facing marine life, affecting birds, fish, and many other animals. While collecting data, please remember that shells, stones, and other natural materials should remain where you find them. Removing them can gradually change the beach environment. Finally, I'd like everyone to remember that protecting coastal habitats is a shared responsibility. By following simple environmental guidelines today, we can help preserve these beautiful places for future generations. Thank you, and I'll see you all at Sunrise Beach next Tuesday morning.